Planning Commission meeting, September 20th, 2023.
Just gonna try to set this in an amicable area. Did everyone see there's agendas out here? Would you like an agenda?
Mm-hmm.
I can.
Oh, no problem.
Let me grab you one. Once Rob shows up, I can give you guys a quick tutorial on what the packet, how to navigate through it. It may be a little confusing since we transitioned to the packet type setup. It definitely makes it easier delivering the information to you, though. Are we missing a chair?
Yeah, we're missing.
Let's
grab one. Oh, no problem.
I can stand in the corner. He was late.
Oh, you. Well, you're not trouble. Yourself. There's no workman's comp for commissioners, unfortunately.
I'm not he's allergic to the plants or the big orange you follow.
Oh, the
Dustin, are you on?
I am, Doc.
Okay, thanks for joining us. I'm gonna make sure your volume is not too obnoxious.
I'm sorry, I'm obnoxious, so you might want to mute me. I'm sorry, is that Mr. Howell in the background I hear?
No, Andy is not with us tonight.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you for helping us get the last of Daryl completed before I left.
Yep, we can let him know, or he's He should be in the rest of the week. What's that?
Have you guys got rid of all the smoke? Or is it still sticking around?
It's a pretty clear day today, I'd say. I haven't, it's mostly mitigated.
Gotcha. Good. Now that's bad for a couple weeks.
Chair, so there's no reason not to start on time.
Okay. I'll give just a couple more minutes
to
finish reading these last few pages, and then I'll.
That's fine.
September 20th, 2023, 7 p.m. This meeting is called to order. Shall we stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Start us out with a roll call.
Steve Johnson.
Cindy Eastburn. Renee Morgan.
Rex Stevens. Matthew Russia.
Thomas McIntosh, staff.
Okay, comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the Planning Commission as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The Commission reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Anybody need anything to discuss? No? All right. Community Development Department report, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, members of the audience. So just a couple things. I just want to first give you a crash course here. We don't want to confuse you while we're inundating you with information for these hearings, but the packet is really meant to be set up to follow the agenda, right? So you're going to see the agenda on top. If there are any minutes on the agenda, you're going to see that immediately following. Since there aren't any minutes for this, you don't see any in there. Immediately following that is the findings of fact that are on the agenda next. And then it's going to pour right into a staff report for the public hearing. Behind that are going to be exhibits for that public hearing. And then after that, it's going to be the staff report for the second public hearing as well as exhibits. And that's typically how it'll follow. If anybody finds anything confusing, just ask. And we'll help you navigate. It takes a little bit getting used to. We're going to make sure that these are on the website too. They are. This one is on the website, but we're going to make sure it's on the website a few days prior to the hearing. Any questions on that?
Just a quick question. Since we did get people in our audience today, would you like me to read through the whole?
It depends on if anyone is going to want to offer testimony on either of the two public hearings. So the question being, and we can get to that at the start.
That.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
A couple just kind of housekeeping items. Douglas County does do changes to their ordinance just like we do. They do them in a legislative cycle, which is annually around this time of year. We got copies of their proposed changes. The only difference it would make for us would be potentially in our urban growth boundary areas, because we share some jurisdictional responsibilities with them. So I want you to have these. I'm going to email these out once we've had a change. I want to do a little dialogue on them so that we can communicate to you what does apply to the city. So I want to make some notes on there. I haven't had a chance to really scrub all of them. It's quite comprehensive. They just address their own TSP, so there's a lot of transportation stuff in there that probably doesn't apply. But there's some other things that may very well apply. The last thing I kind of wanted to comment on is we've been talking about our own legislative amendments for a while. We have a running list that seems to be gaining momentum, which is fine. That's what happens. Our list includes changes in the language for recreational vehicle parks, the definitions. We went through that. It includes some accessory dwelling unit language of our own. However, we received some correspondence from the state of a bill that passed in both houses, ratified, 3395, and I quote, "It includes a change to the applicability of middle housing such that cities between 2,500 and 10,000 population must allow a duplex on each lot or parcel that allows a single-family dwelling." So that is rather significant. Because some years back, 4 or 5 years back, there was the legislation to pass the accessory dwelling unit, but there's a square footage requirement. There's a limitation. You had to have a house on your property, and if you wanted to do an accessory dwelling unit, grandmother's quarters or whatever you want to call it, it could only be 75% of the gross floor area of the main home, or 1,000 square feet, whichever's less. This just kind of supersedes that and throws it out and says, if you got a house, you can do a duplex. You can match it. And it goes directly towards the housing shortage situation that has been prevalent for years now. So we've got to add that to our list at the behest of the state. And there's also in the bill, there's $1.25 million that offers planning assistance in order to get it adopted. We don't need that. We can absorb that. We can just throw it into the existing legislative amendments we're currently orchestrating. Questions on that? That concludes my report. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, then I guess we will move on to old business. Our findings of facts for the Sierra Shriver's request for a conditional use permit for a home occupation regarding a salon operation. Subject property is described as tax lot 2500 in section 21CA Township 28S, range 6 West, WM, property ID number R61184, property located directly off of Southeast Newton Drive, south of its intersection with the Northwest Douglas Boulevard and inside the city limits of Winston. Property designated DUAC and zoned residential density. Planning Department file number 23W004. Do I have a motion to accept those findings of facts?
I'll motion motion to accept from the effect.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is carried. New business. Public hearing. Christopher and Larissa Gilmore request for annexation of a half-acre unit of land lying outside of the current city limits. Such property is described as tax lot 2500 in section 15 CB Township 28S. Range 6WWM property, ID number R50432. Property is located off Winston Section Road, northwest of its intersection with Pepsi Road. It is contiguous with the city limits within the Winston Urban Growth Boundary. Property proposed for annexation is designated residential 3.0. DUAC and zoned residential low density. Planning Department file number 23W005.
Madam Chair, may I ask if anyone from the audience wishes to give testimony on this particular public hearing? No? And then you can skip testimony instruction.
Okay. All right, so I will now open the hearing for the request for annexation inside the corporate limits. Planning Department file number 23-W005. Party status. We will now establish for the record those persons who have party status in this hearing. For the record, I will note that the applicant and the city each have party status. Is there anyone present who is an affected agency or owns property within 150 feet of the subject property who wants party status? Is there anyone who may be specially, personally, adversely, and substantially affected by the outcome of this proceeding who believes they are entitled to party status? Has staff received any written requests for party status?
We have not.
The Planning Commission is concerned that this hearing be fair to all parties, both in substance and in appearance. Therefore, it is important that we establish for the record that all members of the Commission are able to hear and decide this request in a fair and objective manner. Do any members of the Commission have a financial interest in the property, which is the subject of this hearing?
No.
Do any members stand to gain or lose any financial benefit as a result of the outcome of this hearing?
No.
Have any members discussed this matter with the appellant or any other interested party prior to the start of this hearing?
No.
Have any commission members met as a group to discuss this matter prior to the start of this hearing?
No.
Do any members wish to disclose any facts which might create the appearance that they may have a conflict of interest or are otherwise unable to participate in this hearing in a fair and objective manner? Does any party have an objection to any of the planning commissioners participating in this hearing? Now that the planning commission has been qualified, we will proceed with the hearing. Staff report. Will the development director please present the written staff report?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, members of the audience. So a quick staff report for you. As was conveyed in the packet, the property is located on Winston Section Road, just north of its intersection with Pepsi Road. We were contacted sometime back, June, in regards to a failing sanitation system on the subject property. It's about a half an acre, and because of this taking place, there was a need to either make the decision from a jurisdictional standpoint to allow the replacement of the septic system or the authorization to stub in or hook into our existing main line and our gravity system, a public sewer system. So the rules dictate in the city that if you're within 300 feet of a main line, you're required to connect by virtue of the lateral. Because of that rule and because of the necessity to contribute in the normal regard as any other property owner that is connected to the sewer system, a consent to annex was necessary. So the city did allow, because the consent to annex form was signed, the city did allow the connection in an emergency capacity to move forward. So The Winston Municipal Code under a quasi-judicial hearing is required to go through the Planning Commission and the City Council process and receive ratification and execution of an ordinance to allow for annexation. So that is why we're here doing a public hearing today to essentially augment the connection into the sewer system, which has been completed, again, in an emergency capacity. Happy to take any questions.
Are there any other properties along that line that need to be worried about as far as the sewer systems?
Well, this is 151. 161, just to the south, we went through the same process last year. Both houses were constructed in 1948, so we see a little bit of a precedent on there. Luckily, we have a main line that runs in Winston section that is really not all that old. It's relatively new. It was brought in the, I think, the early 2000s. It was constructed and installed. So it really gives the property owners on that street the availability to hook in, you know, as these systems fail. So we have a safety net there, and we're going to see them sequentially fail throughout the next few years because the houses in that area are really kind of around that time range in the late 40s, 50s. That means their systems were put in a comparable amount of time. So it's available for them as long as we go through this public hearing process.
Does the applicant wish to present testimony? Are there any parties who wish to speak in favor of the application? Are there any parties who wish to speak in opposition to the application?
Madam Chair, you can move to the final question.
Okay, cool. Does the Planning Commission or staff have any questions of the applicant or other parties?
No.
Okay, once the hearing is closed, there can be no further testimony received without reopening the hearing. Do we have a motion to close the hearing and begin discussion by the Planning Commission?
I'll move to close the hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Hearing is closed. Anybody have anything we need to?
Motion to send it to City Council.
Okay, no questions? So, motion?
I move that we send this to the City Council so they can adopt the findings of the staff report and proclaim the said half-acre property owned by Christopher and Larissa Gilmore be annexed to the City of Winston according to Oregon Revised Statutes 222.125.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
They look very similar.
I'm going to turn this one over because otherwise I'll accidentally read it too. All right. The HAD Properties LLC request for a variance to setbacks of a 0.16 acre unit of land lying inside of the current city limits. Subject property is described as tax lot section 22CA Township 28S, range 6WW. And property ID number R56396. Property is located off Winston Section Road, directly southeast of Southeast Oak Street. Property under review is designated residential and zoned residential low density. Planning Department file number 23-W006. All right. This part of the meeting is for public hearings. The Planning Commission will have one public hearing tonight. The public hearing is in regards to a variance to setbacks for Winston Municipal Code 154.125. Planning Department File Number 23-W006. To ensure that these proceedings are conducted in a fair and orderly manner, state law has established rules and procedures governing the conduct of land use hearings. I will now explain the procedures we will follow. This hearing will be conducted in the following order of events. We will first establish for the record the parties that are entitled to party status. Party status is important because it determines who is entitled to participate in the hearing and who has the right to appeal the Planning Commission's decision. People eligible for party status include the applicant, the property owner of the subject property, and owners of property within 150 feet of the subject property, or any other person who can demonstrate that they will be especially, personally, adversely, and substantially affected by the results of the hearing. We will next establish for the record that all members of the Planning Commission are able to participate in the hearing in a fair and objective manner. The Commission will then hear the written staff report. After that, the applicant's testimony will be heard first, followed by the testimony from parties in favor of the application. The Commission will then hear from those parties who wish to speak in opposition to the application. After all testimony has been given, the applicant will be given an opportunity to respond to the testimony of the opposition. I want to stress that all testimony, including rebuttal, will be directed to the Planning Commission. Direct exchanges between opposing parties will not be allowed during the hearing. Questions may be asked at any time by members of the Planning Commission. Questions by the parties or city manager may be allowed by the president upon request. Testimony, arguments, and evidence given must be based in fact and directed toward the applicable criteria in the comprehensive plan and Winston Municipal Code, which the person believes to apply to the decision. All evidence offered may be received. Testimony and evidence given in this hearing should be of the quality that reasonable persons rely upon in the conduct of their everyday affairs. Any evidence received shall become part of the record of the hearing. Failure to raise an issue in the hearing, either in person or in writing, with sufficient specificity to afford the approving authority and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to LUPA based on that issue. Pursuant to Oregon Statute 197.796, the failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. After all testimony has been heard, the Planning Commission will have an opportunity to ask questions of the parties. The hearing will then be closed and discussion limited to members of the Planning Commission and staff. The request is considered administrative and the decision can be made wholly and entirely by the Planning Commission, unless it is appealed during the appointed appeal period. Upon the filing of an appeal, the application will be placed on the agenda for Winston City Council as the decision-making body in regards to an appeal. Does everyone understand the hearing procedures as I have described them? Please note that these hearings are being tape recorded. This is to provide a full record of the hearing, so it is important that only one person speak at a time and only after being recognized. After you have been recognized, please begin by clearly stating your name and resident address for the record. I will now open the hearing for the request for the variance to setbacks, Planning Department File Number 23-W006. We will now establish for the record those persons who have party status in this hearing. For the record, I will note that the applicant and the city each have party status. Is there anyone present who is an affected agency or owns property within 150 feet of the subject property who wants party status? If you would stand, state your name and address.
My name is Eric Dankulovich, and my address is 1437 Winston Section Road.
Okay, Tony will get to you shortly then. Anyone else? Is there anyone who may be specially, personally, adversely, and substantially affected by the outcome of this proceeding who believes they are entitled to party status? Has staff received any written requests for party status?
We have not, Madam Chair.
Planning Commission is concerned that this hearing be fair to all parties, both in substance and in appearance. Therefore, it is important that we establish for the record that all members of the Commission are able to hear and decide this request in a fair and objective manner. Do any members of the Commission have a financial interest in the property, which is the subject of this hearing?
No.
Do any members stand to gain or lose any financial benefit as a result of the outcome of this hearing?
No.
Have any members discussed this matter with the appellant or any other interested party prior to the start of this evening?
No.
Have any Commission members met as a group to discuss the matter prior to the start of this hearing?
No.
Do any members wish to disclose any facts which might create the appearance that they may have a conflict of interest or are otherwise able to participate in this hearing in a fair and objective manner? Does any party have an objection to any of the planning commissioners participating in the hearing? Now that the planning commission has been qualified, we will proceed with the hearing. Staff report. Will the development director please present the written staff report?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the commission, members of the audience. Can I ask the commission, and I'm happy to provide this to skip to this page in your packet, and then we can kind of go back to the staff report. I just want to orchestrate this. This is a map of the subject property, just so the audience sees here. You're going to see Winston section coming into the east. It's a kind of a triangle piece on the corner there. As you go further, there's Southeast Tokay, and as you go south, there's also Winston section. This particular property has a interesting history. It was actually in the city's ownership by virtue of a vacation that happened years and years ago. And it was a 0.21 piece that our public works department had to essentially maintain. What the city did a couple of years ago is they went through a surplusing process. When you surplus something, it means the city declares or city council declares by virtue of a resolution that it is surplus, it has no use to the city whatsoever. So they went through the normal process and went through the formal statutory process, received an appraisal on it, developed everything, constructed a package, and then posted it for sale. The individual who purchased it, there was some subsequent surveying work that was conducted that by an adjacent property owner and confirmed by the property owner that this line, this swath here, it is actually a little further to the north, which took a sliver off that was no longer available. In addition, and more egregious, this line here showed that it was 8 feet into the right-of-way, a fully developed right-of-way, fully serviced. So that 8 feet became not available. So given the situation, it really caused, and the unique shape and size, if you've ever driven by there, this swath here is a vacated right-of-way that used to be Winston section. And typically when it was in the county jurisdiction at that time, and it was essentially vacated and given over to the adjacent property owner fully, and this sliver was vacated to, or this triangle was vacated to the city at the time. Well, whomever platted the road at the time and built it out, which would have been in county jurisdiction at the time, there were obviously some locational issues there, because it rendered about 8 feet of the property irrelevant. So that's some of the unique history. Those are the types of things that weren't discovered until the current property owner and the adjacent property owner, I think Mr. Bailey, conducted some surveying efforts from a licensed surveyor in the area. Really kind of delineated what the real situation is in terms of the size and shape. So the conventional home that you're able to do in a residential zoned area like this became a little more confined and conflicted or restricted, if you will. So the purpose of the variance and the application is to allow a home to be constructed, which is an underlying permitted use to build a single-family dwelling in residential areas, allow it to be built in your conventional size and shape that does sell on the market in an amicable way, but there's a 15-foot setback on the northern property line. And so that would be this property line here, where the driveway is coming off, there's a 15-foot setback. Well, there's a alleviation of 6 feet that's required in order to carry out the underlying permitted use of building a home. So that is the purpose of the application, in essence, as a measure of just kind of boiling down the purpose. Happy to take any questions. That concludes my staff report.
So moving all that line down, it's still going to leave them enough room with everything to build a single family unit?
There is a conceptual plan that's very engineered and elaborate. All the way on the back. The idea was maybe to blow this up and maybe make it to where you can see it a little better, but you can see the property lines and the house layout. Mm-hmm. One of the very interesting constraints to the west is there are power poles and there are overhead lines. So that really restricted it even further in addition to the 8 feet, because it's PP&L's rules, you can't be under their power lines. You can't construct under. So it required the house to kind of be pushed over. And that's why you see the corner, the northerly corner, there's some alleviation that's being requested there in the tune of 6 feet. So the idea behind the variance criteria is that there is a exceptional or extraordinary circumstance that doesn't generally apply in other zoning or property in the area, which... The findings dictate that criteria can visually obviously be met. There's a number of other criteria points as well, and they are standard. They go along with the variance chapter 154.123, and there's findings towards each. Staff is recommending approval for obvious reasons. Because of the obvious restrictions on the property.
Does the applicant wish to present any testimony?
Dustin?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, Thomas summarized our position. Also, because of the issues that we came across to the lot and locations of the power line and property line.
Are there any parties who wish to speak in favor of the application? Are there any parties who wish to speak in opposition to the application? Go ahead, sir. You can stand.
Yep. Eric Dan Kulovich, 1437 Winston Section Road. I have concerns of the house plan, which was not given to any of the people that were within 150 feet of this being put on this lot. But looking at the stakes that are in the ground and driving those roads for over 30 years, that intersection has hundreds of cars a day going by it. That building is going to restrict sight from the corner of Winston Section and Doquet by quite a bit. And buses have trouble getting around that corner already. Being able to see around that corner is very important. And both sides of that... house plan are going to restrict sight around that corner. Not only that, parking restrictions on that particular lot are going to become a concern, because that road is very narrow there. And adding people trying to park for that house on the road is also going to start constrictions.
Thomas, have we looked into the feasibility of view vision
clearance? Yes, vision clearance requirements are being met on the corner. There's a clear schematic in the ordinance, and the permit at its base level couldn't be entertained if clear vision requirements were being, were not being met. And that, and also, a single-family dwelling is required to have 2 9x18 off-street parking spaces. So I don't know if there's no parking signs over there, but the permit requires 2 off-street 9x18 spaces. So I'm looking at the conceptual plan, which when the notice was sent out, any of these materials could have been requested. If you notice on the corner, there's a pretty bare vacant spot there showing vision clearance. So when you pull up to maybe turn left or turn right, the house is positioned in such a way as not to prohibit vision clearance. So, so Winston section, on the corner it's 46 feet. On the other side it's 56 feet. And then when you turn to the south, it's 40 feet. Typically, the urban residential collector standard would be 50 feet, so it would be 2 8-foot parking lanes, 2 10-foot passing lanes, and so that's typically the schematic with 2 5-foot sidewalks, that's included, so you would have a raw 42 if you wanted to look at just kind of bare numbers, but that triangle area, that vacant area, shows 23 feet for a vision clearance area.
Before moving to rebuttal, does the applicant, proponents, or opponents have anything new to add to the record? Once we move to rebuttal, no new testimony will be accepted from the proponents or opponents. If the decision is appealed, the City Council will not consider anything that is not a part of the record. So now is the time to present any additional information. Does the applicant wish to offer a rebuttal?
Yes, Madam Chair. On the vision clearances that Mr. Kovach is worried about, I'm curious of which direction you would be mentioning, because if someone is coming north on Winston section to take a right on Tokay, the east-west vision would not be blocked at all. They would be able to see almost 60 feet, if I recall right, down the sidewalk, if not more, to the edge of that house, sort of to where the house plan layout is. And they would be turning right onto that road or left, so there would be plenty of vision on that. Now, if they were coming west on Winston Section Road, they would be taking a left to go south on, well, I guess it would be Winston Section Tokay, taking a left to go continue on to Winston Section, there would be no clearance issue either, as they would be completely past the house, and there would be a hillside. If they were worried about the clearance, vision clearance before they got to taking a left, they would be able to see anything anyways, because the existing hillside that's there on the road would be blocking any cars coming north on Winston section. So it's a moot point for vision for that side. In regard to the parking, Thomas pointed out that there's two off-street parking spots we've designated on our plan. And there is no parking signs on Winston section and or Tokay as of this time. the parking is a moot point also.
Okay, thank you. Sir, did you say that you did not get a copy of the map that had the
floor plan? No.
The floor plan. Would you like a copy of that?
Yes, please.
I have an extra copy, so if you wanted to give him that, that way he would have that. Probably would ease his mind a little bit about some of that.
This may answer some of your...
How close to that sidewalk is the corner of that building?
The sidewalk, so... I want to say that would be 5 feet, but I'm not certain on that. I would have to look. No. Four feet.
Four on this plan.
4 feet, yeah.
Okay. Does the planning commission or staff have any questions of the applicant or other parties?
I would presume that if there was going to be any kind of fence in the front yard area, that it would be restricted to the 4 foot as in the ordinance, because that right there would cause some site problems. Yeah, that's a good point. And if the property owner were not requesting a variance, if there were ample room, there would still be a 4 foot height requirement on the front property line, in any regard, because of vision clearance, because of PD, because of safety, because of a number of issues. So we maintain that 4 foot requirement. We don't have any indication of a fence yet, but if there is, we will carry out that requirement. So there's going to be a sidewalk on the street to the front of it? There already is a sidewalk there. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about on the Winston section where his driveway is? On the west, that's a little bit more of a detrimental situation. The power pole is probably within 1 foot of the curb. So there are additional extenuating circumstances around that, and we see this sometimes with applications, different areas in the city. We see it similar to how the code will call for the installation of sidewalks, but there's no sidewalks in any of the other properties on the street in any regard. So the sidewalk installation is a ministerial or staff level requirement, doesn't necessarily come before the body, but... correlating closely with public works, we're not requiring the applicant to install sidewalks because of an array of issues on the western side. But they are existing on the north.
Anything else? Once the hearing is closed, there can be no further testimony received without reopening the hearing. Do we have a motion to now close the hearing and begin discussion by the Planning Commission?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Hold on 1 second. I've got to get back to my paper. I'm flipping through pages. Okay, do I have a motion? Do I have a motion in concerns of the property? Planning Department file number 23W006.
I move the Planning Commission approve the request for variance to the setbacks based upon the findings of the staff and our testimony brought forward through the public hearing process. And this is alternative one. This is subject to the following conditions. The applicant property are advised the northern setback requirements are hereby reduced from 15 to 9, and no additional encroachment is authorized. And also, after the 12-day appeal period is expired, the above conditions have been met. Applicant shall contact the city of Winston to obtain planning clearance worksheet for authorization of each improvement consisting of.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor of adopting alternative number one?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So moved. Thank you, Russ. I lost my motion page.
I did too.
Do we have any other business tonight?
Done, Madam Chair.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Anybody want to go home?
So moved.
All in favor of going home?
Aye.
Aye.
Thomas, do I have some papers to sign?
Yes, but of course. You have one set of findings to sign.
Just sign the one here in my packet, or do you want me to sign yours?
You can sign yours. Make sure to put the date on there. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Just make sure to... Mitch and Steve, thanks for coming.
Sure. See you later.
Bye.
Take
Bye.
Care.
Yes, sir.
Is this yours turned off yet? Yeah.
Thanks, Dustin.
Hey, thanks, Thomas.
Yep, have a good night.
Yeah, have a good night.
I lost my motion.